Steve, happy Monday. How's it going, man?
Really good, man. Back in the office. I was super fortunate to be able to go to Hawaii with my family for a few days, and
It felt like a few weeks, man.
7 days, I guess. Yeah, feels good to be back though, and back to work, cranking on stuff.
Yeah, it was funny. So one thing we haven't really mentioned explicitly is that I'm now full time with EXO and answering the phones a whole bunch. And so it was funny, especially while you were gone, you know, answering the phones pretty much nonstop. And it's always so funny to get on the call and then people like have that pause moment of when I say, "Hey, this is Mark." And they're like, "Wait a second." Like you can always hear them thinking on the other line. And then I actually had one guy call me back. I talked to him about something. I think he placed an order. And then it was like 10 seconds later, he calls back. He's like, "Hey, by the way, is this Mark from the podcast?" So it's been awesome. So if you guys haven't given us a call for any reason, I haven't answered the phone. Speaking of the phone ringing, there it goes.
Yeah, there it goes.
It's been fun talking with you guys and obviously awesome working with EXO full time now. So yeah, I was glad I could help you go to Hawaii, Steve.
Yeah, it's made a huge, huge difference. Yeah, what's it been, a month and a half now you've been full time, and it's
two and a half. It's flying.
Two and a half? Holy crap. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, coming up on three. It's nuts.
So. Wow. Time flies.
Yeah. Speaking of time flying, this weekend is Tamarack already. So you guys have probably already heard us talk about the Northwest Mountain Challenge up in Hoodoo. This weekend already is Tamarack. So I know there'll be a great turnout for that. Just like we did with Hoodoo, if you guys heard about it, we do have the Run, Shoot, Puke at Tamarack. If you want to sign up for that, you have to do it almost immediately. If you're hearing this, hopefully, as it comes out. So basically, by Wednesday morning, you have to sign up before Wednesday morning. If you guys go to exomountaingear.com/run-shoot-puke, you can sign up for the Tamarack event there, and then we will communicate all those details on Wednesday morning. Steve, you know a little bit more about the Tamarack shoot and probably what we're getting into compared to Hoodoo, because you're obviously much more familiar with that mountain and the course setup. Which do you think is tougher? Are they just totally different?
That's a good question. Yeah, Tamarack's probably tougher. Yeah, the one thing about Hoodoo is I think it's a bunch of volcanic rock, and so the footing is just really miserable. There's places it was just steep enough, and it's just like you step up 12 inches and you sink 12 inches, you know, back down the hill, that it was really hard to run. So Tamarack, we can definitely run. I usually set the course up kind of like, so there's some sagebrush type stuff up there. It's like 8,000 something feet. And it's pretty good course. What I've mapped out on Google Earth, I always kind of try to plot the whole pure elevation course, like where I want to put targets on Google Earth before we ever go up there. And it's going to be a good course this year, that's for sure. Probably 3.5 miles, and I think it was like 1,600 feet elevation gain. So
yeah,
should be fun. It's going to be a challenge. Yeah. And then it's, we actually drive, cause the lifts don't run that early in the morning for Run, Shoot, Puke there. Hoodoo, you just walk right from the bottom, but here we actually, you know, we'll jump in 3, 4, 5 trucks, however many guys come, and you drive halfway up to mid mountain cause we're doing it at 5 AM. And, it's freaking gorgeous up there. Being up on top of that mountain, anyone who's ever been to it knows the view is unbelievable from the top, and you're up there first light in the morning. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I will unfortunately miss that one this week. I've been up there several times, and man, there's nothing like being up on that mountain, especially early in the morning, and then the Sufferfest of Run, Shoot, Puke. I'll actually be doing a Spartan race this weekend, so that's a whole new thing. I've never done that at all, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Just as, you know, I had to pick something and put it on the calendar. This was, a pre-death hike warm-up. It just turned out that way, that the Spartan race is the weekend before the death hike. But it's kind of fun because we're making a little family trip out of it, and they have a kids course and kids challenge. So I'm actually, my kids are running the kids course, so it'll be pretty cool to see them, like, do the whole obstacle mud run type thing. So they were all super excited, which is the main reason I'm doing it. So it'll be a whole bunch of fun.
Heck yeah.
All right, well, this one's short and sweet, so if you guys are interested in Tamarack, make that happen, go sign up. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming, like content and events and all kinds of things that are in the works for us, so I hope you guys are following along. Besides the podcast, I would just say if you guys go to exomountaingear.com/newsletter, sign up for that. And that's not like a sales pitch by any means, but we've been releasing some really cool content in terms of videos and articles and all kinds of good stuff that never make it to the podcast. So if you're one of those guys that just tunes into the podcast, I would go check that out. One recent article that comes to mind was Jake from Atomic Athlete shared one. It's called 8 Elk Hunting Lessons I Learned the Hard Way. And there's just so much good stuff in there. It was one of those articles that I received it and was working through it. And I was like, dang, like just not even to somebody who wants to put that out there, but just a reader. I was so excited to work through that piece. So if you guys haven't done that yet, go check that out. This week on the show, for the full show, we spoke with Eric from Late to the Game Outdoors. An absolutely fun show. Eric has some awesome stories. He's basically, as it says, late to the game. He started hunting later in life. And so he just kind of shares his perspective on that, some of the stories and encounters that he went through, a hilarious pack out story, which you guys will have to tune in to hear. But this show is not only full of a lot of laughs, but also like just super inspirational as well. So if you're late to the game, or if you're a guy who doesn't get out as much as you would like, I know that you're going to benefit from what Eric had to say in this show. So be sure to check that out coming up in just a couple days. As always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in.